Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I recently had the chance to speak with three women who are all 100 years old and live at Halcyon House. They each shared stories with me. Today, here's some of the stories from Betty Ossenkup.
I was born and raised in Chicago, and I've been through a lot of things, seen changes there. So I came out to Cornell College with my high school science teacher because he was an alumnus without children. He wanted somebody to go to the college that he went to in Iowa. So he brought four of us out from our high school because we were kind of stars in chemistry. And he got us all to go there. And I met my husband-to-be. He's from Waverly, Iowa. He was a year ahead of me there, but I met him in October, and by Christmas he'd asked me to marry him. That was pretty fast, and he was such a shy, quiet guy, but he did well. Then that necessitated us transferring to the then State University of Iowa. We used to be that, and that was during the Kinnick years. That was the only university or college in the whole country that would let you be married as undergraduates and not kick at least the woman out. But finally, the folks wouldn't let us be married because they were afraid. It was before the age of the pill, of course, and they thought I'd get pregnant. But they relented and let us be married the summer before our senior year. Then we were graduated in 41, and I was 2 months pregnant. So then we went to Illinois, over to Bloomington for a year, and then Herb wanted to get back into Iowa. So we called the University of Iowa, and they said there was a drugstore in Washington, Iowa, that was going to have to close because it was then the war years started, and they were going to have to close because they had a registered pharmacist there, but he was not deferred because although married, he had no children, and they thought the drugstore was a necessary business to keep open, so my husband and I and the baby came here, and we've been here since 1942, pestering everybody.
Is it my understanding that this isn't your first time on the radio?
Oh, no. When I was 12 years old, I used to sing and dance as a kid and through our dancing school and that. And they advertised for child singers for the soon-to-be serial, you know, like Tarzan, every Saturday they'd have something. But there was only this one radio station in Chicago, and they advertised for some children to sing the Little Orphan Annie song. There was no special music. You had to have an organ to play the intro, you know, to introduce the serial, do the music on the radio. So my go-getter girlfriend, who I sang and danced with, got us to go and be the singers on the Little Orphan Annie show. And so we did that, and it was quite interesting because the music studio was on one floor of the Insull building. The actor studio was two floors up. Now there was a penthouse on top with Mr. Insull, who owned all the Commonwealth Edison Utilities thing there. So we'd go down, and Irma Glenn was the organist, known all over Illinois. She'd play the intro, and we would sing the song. There was sheet music they'd made but never published to be given out. And then Andre Previn, the announcer, would say, "And now the Little Orphan Annie show," and we kids would sing, and then they'd do the act, and then we had to sing again at the end of that episode. So that was kind of fun.
Betty also shared that she and her husband used to be part of a musical act that traveled through the region.
So when you and your husband would do these acts, did you have a favorite song or did you practice?
We were called the Hobos, And we sang all around eastern Iowa and western Illinois. We went as far as west as Des Moines. We'd sing at like Farm Bureau things and service clubs and whatnot. And
how do you have all of your energy? Do you have any secrets, any tips?
Well, actually, I think all of us are here by the grace of God. And I know that's what's been the main force behind me and my family. But I also have good Danish genes. And I have two pharmacist daughters that gave up pharmacy to sell and give out nutritional supplements. I'm not going to say the name because I guess you're not supposed to do that. But I've been on that for over 50 years, and the kind I take, they're not heat processed.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with 100-year-old Betty Ossenkup. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.